Hello. Welcome to the blog. This one is about two kinds of change. Change should be an evolution, not a revolution. Change is an integral part of the success formula. The success formula is made up of five major parts: purpose, plan, action, feedback, change. For things to improve, we need to make changes. But many people hate making changes. So, success requires change, but we hate change. This represents a problem. It is important for us to get our head around change. Change can proceed in two different ways. 1. Evolutionary change, implemented by taking small, easy steps, taken over a longer period. Evolutionary change tends to be motivating and controllable, well-organized, and well-paced. 2. Revolutionary change is the opposite, done by means of a giant leap, in one step, taken in a short period. Revolutionary change tends to induce fear and seems uncontrolled, disorganized and unpredictable. The point I am making is to make changes evolutionary, not revolutionary. Even if the change is revolutionary in nature, you should try to make the implementation of the change feel more like an evolution. People don't like revolutions. Revolutions tend to involve a lot of pain. Evolutionary changes are less traumatic than revolutionary changes. Evolutionary change. Evolutionary change is a change done, by degree, in small, easy steps, taken over an extended period. Evolutionary change tends to be motivating, controllable and predictable. Evolutionary change is implemented in small, easy steps. All big things are composed of many small things combined. An elephant is an elephant, but you could think of an elephant as being made up of trillions of tiny cells, combined. A skyscraper is a skyscraper, but it could be thought of as being many individual bricks, put together in a certain way. In a similar way, you can see any big change as a series of smaller steps, combined. If you are trying to make a change, then try to break it up into a multitude of smaller steps. Change taken over a longer period. The evolutionary changes you make are smaller, easier, and taken continuously over a longer period. Evolution is a continuous process. This is the best way to affect a change. Keep things moving along. Never stop for very long. The changes take a longer time, but they are all smaller, easier steps. Each step forms one step on a ladder that takes you higher and higher towards the achievement of your goals. Controlled, well-paced. The pace of change should be controlled, and the steps are well organized. The first step comes first. The second step is second. Everything is done in its proper time. Nothing is rushed. Everything is properly paced. It is certainly true that the decision to change may take place in a moment. The decision to change can be revolutionary. But the implementation of such a change must be a more sedate, evolutionary, controlled and progressive affair. Revolutionary change. Two examples of a decision to change being revolutionary, but the implementation evolutionary. 1. The Brexit vote. 2. The election of Donald Trump. Both these events represent a revolution, in terms of the decision being made on a single day. But the implementation of the changes will take years to work themselves out. Although many people feel the emotions of a revolution, I suspect the implementation will be much slower and calmer than the fearmongers suggest. Managing change. As far as this blog is concerned, we want to draw your attention to the following four things. If you want to succeed, you need to embrace the need to change. There are two basic types of change: evolutionary changes and revolutionary changes. Evolutionary changes are easier to manage. Try to make change feel as if it were evolutionary.